An efficient marketing strategy, a clear brand message, and a solid offer are all necessary for building a successful online business. But what do you do when you doubt the path that you're on? What happens next when you decide that it's finally time to pivot? And how in the world do you actually manage living an intentional life as a busy entrepreneur? I'm Alicia Robertson, and every week on the Intentionally Made podcast, I share tips and interviews with other women entrepreneurs from all different industries and walks of life on what it's really like to do business intentionally. From the mistakes they've made to how they've had to pivot into their sweet spot, the Intentionally Made podcast gives you a no BS look into what it's really like to build a successful life and business with intention. Let's get into this week's episode. Well, hello, hey, hi, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Intentionally Made podcast. So, I don't know about you, but it feels like this year is flying by. I'm just now getting a grip on my goals and what I want to accomplish this year. And here we are already in the second quarter of 2022. So, it's been a few weeks since I have recorded a new episode because Q1 was wild. So many ups and downs. So much has happened. So many pivots and transitions to where I was like, one, I'm tired and I don't want to give like a half-assed podcast episode. And two, I think that I should just do like a big Q1 wrap up life and business type of update. So here we are. This week we are digging into what Q1 looked like for me in both my life and in my business. So if you've been listening to this show anytime this year, then you know that I announced a couple of months ago that me and my business are both going through a huge transition. And I say my business like it's a person, but since it's such a big part of who I am, we are both going through a huge transition. So I am officially shifting out of the coaching industry, and with that, I'm completely stripping away the entire identity that I have given myself over the past 8 years. So, needless to say, this past quarter has been very interesting with like wrapping up all the things and also figuring out what in the world I was going to do next. So, a lot of people have asked me, what was next? What my goals are for 2022. So again, this is why I wanted to give you this update on Q1, because what I have planned for Q2 has been like highly influenced by all that has happened in Q1. So let's just start with a quick business update. So in February, we launched my new online community, Intentionally Made. If you missed that episode a couple of weeks ago, Intentionally Made is just an online community for women entrepreneurs who are feeling overwhelmed with it all, whether that be running their business while working full time, running a business while wrangling their kids, or maybe even running a business while also just trying to prioritize their rest. So I wanted this space to be a community where it's not so much focused on talking about business strategy, but it being more of a space, a safe space where we as women can come together and really talk about what it's like to start and grow an online business and how doing this big, awesome thing and chasing our dreams and creating goals, how it really affects the life around us. And at this point of recording this, the community has been open for like almost 2 months, and the experience already, y'all, has been incredible. So we have a little over 100 amazing women inside, and I just love how they are starting conversations and replying to other posts inside of the community, like without me being the head coach. So I knew going into launching this community and also knowing the changes that I was making in my own business that I did not want to be the center of this space. I simply want to be the facilitator. I am trying my best to not dip my toes back into coaching. And I know I will never be able to like separate myself from it 100%, but I am so pleased at how well the community has been flourishing so far. And it really does feel right. So all of 2021, I felt like I was forcing myself to do certain things in my business and offer certain types of products, but this community feels so aligned and so natural, and I'm excited that I stopped second guessing myself and just launched it. I was so nervous to launch this community, and like, it's crazy because I've launched $2,000 products, you know, and have not felt a bit of nerves around it. But for some reason, launching this free community, I was so nervous. And I think it was because I didn't want to make another mistake. Like I said, in 2021, I felt like I was forcing for so many things I was doing in my business to work. And I was so afraid that I was going to launch this community and it was going to be just another thing that didn't feel right, that didn't work, and that I would ultimately have to be like, psych, y'all, I decided I'm not actually going to do this thing, but it's been real. And I didn't want that for the Intentionally Made community, but I'm so happy that I pushed past those hesitations and just like put it out there. So let's talk about what's working and what do I plan to tweak over the next 90 days as we are moving into Q2. So I am very much still in like the experimental phase of building this community so far. So the weekly conversations I know that we're having seem to be working really well. The women are engaging and responding back to each other. So that's definitely a piece of content that I am going to continue implementing moving forward. But one thing that I do plan to change. So a few weeks after I launched the community, I added on an additional option called Intentionally Made Pro, where for $25 a month, you can get full access to our entire workshop library. Well, so far, no one has signed up. And this, of course, could be a lot on my part because I launched it and then I never really promoted it. Like, I think I launched it and said something about it, but I did not really create like a strategy behind it. I just kind of put it out there and left it up to the world to figure out. But I do think this is the way that I want to, I don't think this is the way that I want to monetize the community moving forward. At least right now, I'm in a position where, of course, I want to create content. Of course, I want to do things inside of this community to see how it can grow and like what it can turn into. Of course, I want to do those things, but I am not in a position right now to be stuck on like a content deadline, meaning I have to get these products out by a certain time just so that I can meet the needs of like what I promised for those who are paying me every month. So right now, this is not how I want to monetize the community. Plus, when I wrote the vision for this community, God made it really clear that access to this community needed to be free. So right now I'm going back and forth with like, okay, how do I just make sure that this community is paying for itself? And like, what do I need to put into place for this community to pay for itself? So I'm thinking of doing something like, oh, if you enjoy being here, maybe you can like do a donation, or maybe have like a monthly donation where it's almost like people on Patreon, or like you can donate $5 a month if you really do enjoy this space. I've been interested in doing like working with some brands. So like we have these like girls night in chats for our community, and I'm like really interested of how we could possibly get some of the brands that I'm already using to like sponsor some of these events that we're doing inside of the community. I'm thinking about maybe just really going in on like promoting the products I am using and like making money from the affiliate links from those. So I have a few ideas of how I want this community to sort of like pay for itself. And then I'm also like, you know what? My focus has been to like really make sure I am writing and launching this book. So what if I just let that be the way that this community, you know, focuses on itself? Let the book sales kind of take over everything. So I don't know. I have options, but I do know for right now, I don't believe that the monthly membership is going to work for me. And I know a lot of people are like, you are crazy, but I am just trying to be obedient. I'm trying to do what feels right to me, that feels good to me. And I don't want to get into another position where I feel like I'm offering all of these things, but I'm not necessarily happy with it. So another thing that I have noticed over the past 2 months inside of the community is that while business strategy is definitely something like our members feel like they need more of, deep down, they really just want community and to be in a space with other women who get it. I think because, like, of course, I've been in the coaching industry for so long, my go-to for content is always to teach. But I'm finding that there are so many other topics that need to be discussed around entrepreneurship outside of just the strategy piece. So I'll be adding in like more of those wellness and lifestyle topics moving forward, because what I'm finding is you can get strategy from anywhere. Literally anywhere. But where are we really digging into how entrepreneurship affects our mental health, how it affects our spouses, how it affects how we're building our family, how it affects how we're planning for the future? Like, those are the type of conversations that I not only want to dig into on this podcast, but really dig deeper into those inside of the community as well. So that is one thing that I really, really want to focus on. But of course, by the way, if you want to join us inside of Intentionally Made, all you have to do is go to intentionallymade.com. Access is free. We would absolutely love to have you. All right. The last big thing that happened in my business during Q1 was closing down the Purpose to Service Academy. As of March 31st, the program no longer exists. So I am no longer taking on new clients, and it has been like removed from my website. So this change was actually a lot easier for me to swallow than I expected. Like I've mentioned before, so much of my identity and who I was really wrapped up in me being this business coach. So I just assumed that once it was all said and done, that it would feel like a really hard breakup. But y'all, I have been so at peace, like so at peace. I am, of course, a little sad to let my clients go, but the program and the coaching industry in itself, I feel so good to be stepping away from, which is how I also know that I made like the right decision. So this is a huge leap of faith for me, because at the time of recording this, I only have a very few small ways to bring in money, which we will get into deeper when I get into like my life update. So I've scaled back everything, like everything, y'all. But moving forward, I'm really just excited to finish writing and like creating the launch strategy for the Living Over Existing book, which will be launching this August. I'm so excited. And also to continue to like just serve the women inside of the Intentionally Made community. So like this book and this community, they are so connected in so many different ways. Just being able to now have that space to like focus on these things feels really good. And I really did think that I was going to be like hard pressed and like upset to be shifting out of the coaching industry. But y'all, I feel good. And like, don't get me wrong. I do still offer some like 90-minute coaching sessions for people who are wanting help on like very specific areas of their business. But I actually like those because I can turn it on and off when I want to. Like if I don't want to take on any clients, I can just remove my calendar. So I am still doing those for like the time being. Like I said, I do have some small ways that I am bringing in money still, but eventually, as these other things get into place, I will also be removing those as well. All right. So let's move into the life update. So I had to make a lot of big girl decisions in Q1, which left me feeling extremely anxious. So while I know that they were all the right decisions, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but I do struggle with decision fatigue, and going back and forth in my head just had my anxiety all over the place. Especially when it came to like the money piece, I was legit cutting off all of my money. So like I just mentioned, I cut off my main income stream, and I have a few more ways, of course, that I am offering things, but my monthly income dropped drastically after shutting down my coaching program. So one of the things that I am really working on is my feelings and thoughts around money, like literally in therapy talking about this. So in talking about how this uncertainty of like not knowing what's coming next has really started to get to me. So I'm doing a lot of like internal work, a lot of figuring out where these emotions are coming from when it pertains to money, and why am I so anxious of not knowing like what's next, and how can I just release a lot of this control. So emotionally, Q1 was not the best, but me and God had a really good chat about obedience and patience and his promises. And moving into this quarter, I am slowly like starting to see all of the puzzle pieces are coming together. So even though things have been tight with this recent shift, I mean, I haven't gone without, and I may have a really awesome opportunity coming up that I know is nothing but God. Like, I can't wait to share y'all the testimony. I can't talk about it yet, but soon I'll be able to share more about it. But it's been hard, very hard emotionally these past few months, because again, money is tight. I seemingly cut off something that was working, was bringing me in money. I cut it off cold turkey. I only really have like one or two ways to like make money right now as I'm in this sort of transition. And as you guys know, your bills don't care about a transition. So, I mean, it's been really rough. And like for a moment there, I was like, oh no, ma'am, I am about to go back to coaching. I cannot do this. I am not going to put my family through this. I am not going to put myself through this. But I'm so thankful that I did choose to be obedient and that I continued to say yes, because slowly but surely I am seeing all of those puzzle pieces coming together, and seeing why God wanted me to stop coaching is like making a lot more sense than it did before. So I feel like I'm slowly getting to the other side of it, but you know, I'm human. There are still days where I'm like, I don't know, bruh, it ain't making no sense, but we will see. We will see. We will figure it out and we will work it out. So that is my Q1 life and business update. So if you like hearing these like behind the scenes types of episodes, definitely let me know. I feel like if you're like me and you're nosy, you love hearing this type of stuff. And I just want everyone to know that entrepreneurship is hard AF. And I definitely want to be transparent about this journey, especially as I am going through this pivot. I think a lot of people show pivots and rebrands like, oh, I woke up one day, made a decision, and the next day I like relaunched this super profitable business, and they never show what that messy middle looks like. So I want to talk about the messy middle. I want to talk about when the ish hits the fan and what it's really like during this time, and also why it's so necessary. So if you enjoy hearing these like behind the scenes type of episodes, head over to Instagram and tag me at the Alicia Nicole and let me know what you think, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was as well. All right, you guys, thank you so much again for tuning into a new episode. I will chat with you next time. Before you go, if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to these episodes. With your support, I'm not only able to produce better episodes for you each and every week, but it also makes it possible to spread the word about the importance around building your business with intention. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Intentionally Made Podcast.